Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect with Trac O'Brienon on Radio Nova. If you find yourself feeling anxious about the climate crisis, taking action and getting involved with local groups is one of the best ways to deal with it. So do you know of any environmental groups in your area?
I don't, no, honestly.
No.
I know that there is, I'm a member of a local GAA club, and there is a green committee in the GAA club, and they do a lot of good work.
Yes, I know of the Tidy Towns group, who are heavily involved in that stuff.
Yes, I know of two or three in the area.
There are lots of options and ways you can get involved. To get some expert advice on it, I met up with Councillor Hazel Smith of the Green Party. I started by asking Hazel if she thinks there's a growing demand among the public to play a bigger role on climate action.
I think that's right. I think people really do want to play their part and be part of the solution and get involved. And there actually are a lot more avenues to do that than I think people think sometimes. So one of the big ways to get involved would be the SECs, the Sustainable Energy Communities that exist throughout the country. Then also through the public participation network in your that are associated with your local authority. So through these, you basically register your local group, whatever it might be, and through that you can again have an influence on the council policies, because they will take representatives of these different groups, and they, as part of that, you sit as on the strategic policy committees for the council. So for example, the environment SPC strategic policy committee. So that's a great way to get involved and have a direct impact on the policies that the council come up with. But also there's, you know, things like the Tidy Towns often have kind of subcommittees or subgroups that are to do with sustainability. There really are lots of different groups. I would really encourage people to just maybe look around and to see, you know, what might be happening in their own particular locality.
And though you spoke about SECs, you'd find them in a lot of towns around the country, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reality is, if there isn't one set up, the SEAI are very supportive to groups or to individuals who want to get one set up then as well. So, you know, I'm chairing the Mullingar Sustainable Energy Community now, and that took basically, you know, two or three of us to kind of get it going. And now we have a committee with, you know, nearly 20 people on it.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it does take somebody, maybe if there isn't one in place, to take that a bit of initiative, but there are lots of them being set up you know, as we speak across the country. So it's definitely worth looking or contacting your local SEAI to see whether there might be one in your own particular locality.
And I think it's on the website, actually, the SEAI website. You can see where all the different SECs are. I think there's a page on it, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so you can check out about your local, and it's also, I suppose, looking at ways that you can get involved. There's things as simple as the litter pick and getting your children and family involved in stuff like that. And a great community thing to do and be involved and meet other people in the area. There's various things like that. There's also, you got involved with politics.
Yes.
So what brought you on that road?
So for me, it was a case of the, I was involved in lots of volunteer groups, but I kind of saw the need more and more for a system change at kind of a higher level, and the need for really for our policies, which is effectively what politics is all about, to be changed so as to have better protections in place there for the environment and to stop all of the destruction and pollution of our environment that was going on.
Yeah.
And so that was the main driving factor for me to get involved in politics, that I wanted to see that difference. I was getting frustrated that it wasn't happening. And so I thought, well, look, I better put my money where my mouth is here and see if maybe I could actually be part of that positive change within at a local government level, at least.
And so lots of different ways for people to get involved. I suppose Googling, looking up Facebook in your area, maybe a couple of searches for your local town and eco or green or a couple of buzzwords like that will start bringing up different groups and that that might be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is worth, you know, putting the feelers out there to see, you know, who might be around and who might share, you know, your views on things. Because I think what I found since I've been involved in, you know, local politics is that there are, as I say, a lot of people who are doing great things. And sometimes it is just about setting up that network or getting involved in that network already. And feeding into it.
Okay, listen, Hazel, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Plenty to go on there, including the sustainable energy communities around the country. Also through the Public Participation Network, the Tidy Towns competition, and maybe a simple search online and through social media, which could throw up various groups in your area that you might never have heard of before.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.